This next item is Dreaming Big Together, the Monarch and the Butterfly Effect of Partnership. And at least half of this panel has been with us before. We're pleased to be joined by the president of the American Printing House for the Blind, as well as the general manager for Professional Solutions and the head of Humanware is with us. These two gentlemen, along with their respective teams, have been steering one of the innovations that fits into what Casey has talked to us about in terms of raising expectations. A lot of people say, why do blind students need an $18,000 Braille tactile display full screen device? But we say, of course, blind students deserve a fully tactile Braille device. And these gentlemen, on behalf of their respective organizations, are working hard to make that happen, and they have made a solid commitment for it to be guided through the partnership of the National Federation of the Blind. I'll let them introduce those who have joined them. Please welcome our good friends, Bruce Miles and Craig Medor.
When you dream big, as big as the ocean blue. 'Cause when you dream, it might come true. When you dream big.
Well, thank you, President Riccobono, for that introduction. Just to clarify, I think I'll use the title President of Humanware. That other one was a little too long, so I'll stick with that. But hello, NFB. Really nice to be here. So it's good to be back to give you a report on the progress of the Monarch. And it really feels like it was only yesterday that I was on stage last year, and we were singing the Flyway to Braille song. Do you remember that? With Paul Schroeder. And waving the magic wands and having all kinds of fun with that. So as Craig mentioned, I am Bruce Miles, the president of Humanware, and I'm very pleased to report that the Monarch, like we said last year, is on track and will be available for sale in just two very short months on September 3rd. So yeah. So a big congratulations and thank you to the teams and the partners, so NFB as a major partner, APH as a major partner, and of course, Humanware. So that was a fantastic achievement to get this product ready in such short order. So since Craig and I spoke to you last year, the Monarch hasn't changed very much in appearance, but its capabilities have increased exponentially, in large part due to your feedback and participation in the testing process. Yeah, so thank you for that. So you can do a number of new things on the Monarch, including write a math equation, and then feel the Monarch instantly create a tactile graphic of that equation. So you get to see it live. Yeah, and you can even click anywhere on the graph, and you can hear the coordinates as well. You can click anywhere on that graph, and here are the coordinates. You can play tactile chess with a friend, or you can play against the computer. So video gaming. You can instantly access thousands of tactile images by searching the tactile graphic image library.
Can we do the maps?
The maps. There are maps. Plenty of maps, sure. plenty of tactile maps. Yes, you can. And there's more to come, including a drawing app that will allow teachers to instantly display a graphic that they draw on their phone or tablet, and that'll show up right on the Monarch instantaneously. There's going to be an email client for sending and receiving digital files. That's also in the works. And there are many, many more features and apps, too many to mention, including not just supporting a child's education, but also adults in the workplace as well. So we're really excited by that. Thank you. But the most important metamorphosis of the Monarch in the last year has occurred because of partnerships. We have released more than 200 Monarchs into the wild, and they are being used by teachers, parents, researchers, testing companies, technology experts, libraries, and more. And this was an intentional process to give the leaders and influencers an opportunity to learn more about the Monarch and to think about how it could be used in the everyday world and participate in creating what we call the Braille Flyway, which is the path of supports and systems the Monarch will fly on. So in the U.S., 175 teachers and educators attended one of 5 2-day in-person trainings in the U.S., and they not only learned about the Monarch, but they went home with one. So they have Monarchs. And that is so that they can be prepared for students to use when they come back to school in the fall. And internationally, which is also important to us, we've trained over 300 teachers on the Monarch in Canada, Europe, and Australia. And as they begin to understand the potential, people from Canada, great, Canada, Australia, good. And as they begin to understand the potential of the Monarch, these countries are also starting to work together to build their own Braille Flyway. Also, the Monarch is currently on loan with several universities that are researching a number of issues and initiatives, including how tactile graphics are learned and processed, and the impact of multi-line Braille on reading speed and educational performance, and more. So lots of really cool things happening there. And we are also talking with technology companies and testing companies about potential uses of the Monarch in employment, education, transportation, and more. And the possibilities are mind-blowing. But to be 100% clear, we would never be able to achieve this kind of potential for the future without partnerships, and specifically the partnership of the NFB. So thank you for that. The biggest reason why the Monarch and the Braille Flyway has such potential is because it was designed by, tested by, and envisioned alongside blind people. And you are making this happen, and the results have been incredible. And you can be assured, we won't take one more step without you. So, as we come closer to the successful release of the Monarch, today is a day for celebration. But this year, instead of celebrating with magic wands and butterfly antennas and songs, we're going to be going to do something together, what has been the most important element of this project's success. We are going to listen. We will listen to the early Monarch experiences of a parent, a student, and a teacher, to the voices that have made this project a reality and will drive the future possibilities. So I am now going to pass the microphone over to Craig Metter, the president of the APH, and he will introduce you to these amazing people. So thank you.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Bruce, and thank you, Dr. Riccobono and NFB. So I have some amazing individuals up here at the table, and I'm going to start with Gene. I'll just let you introduce yourself and tell the folks a little bit about you.
Hi, I'm Gina Pugh Gates, coming from Baltimore, Maryland. I am a computer science and technology teacher at the Maryland School for the Blind, and I have had the privilege of working on robotics, which includes kids through the outreach program, so 180 Optimum and .5 UDogs with First Lego League, and I am happy to be here to celebrate the Monarch.
I'm Katie Carlock, and I'm from outside of Atlanta, and I have the privilege to be the mother to a blind daughter who is an avid Braille reader. And she is actually here today also.
Hi, my name is Kendi Carlock. I'm in second grade.
So I'm going to first question, and I'm going to just throw it out to our panel here. How did you hear about the monarch, and what got you interested in being an early adopter? Because that's a lot of pressure.
So somehow I missed the announcement about getting a monarch, and I don't know how that happened, but I was at the Getting in Touch with Literacy conference doing a poster session on computer science and accessibility. And of course I went to see APH and saw the monarch and asked how I missed the message on this. So I got on the waiting list. A few months later, I think it was Jeff Schwartz came to my classroom at the Maryland School for the Blind. And I was there working with a colleague who was also a blind parent. And we were working on microbit rovers and all of my latest robotics things, and discussing accessibility, literacy, and the need for more documentation to include blind educators, blind parents, TBIs who don't know tech, all of the things. And Jeff Schwartz came in to see my classroom and mentioned that he was going to a Monarch training. And I immediately, with no shame, started to beg to go to this training because it was in Baltimore, Maryland, and I'm in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's the heart of NFB, and how did I not get on that list? And so thank goodness there was a series of texting and possible phone calls, some people giving me disclaimers, but I got to go to the Monarch training, and I got a Monarch.
So I found out from the APH website, and it was through, I guess, investigating what was going to be the best technology for Kennedy, for my daughter, her age, and trying to see what was going to be the best starting point. And when I saw that the Monarch was coming and that they were looking for not only teachers but parents, I jumped in and signed up for it.
Thank you. Good. So, Kennedy, I have a question for you. What's your favorite part about the Monarch?
That it can read to you.
Yeah. So, Katie, a question, because originally when we were thinking about the Monarch, of course, our rollout plan is education, but we were thinking older students first. And part of that may just be because of educational bias, but also trying to meet a need at a higher level. But, you know, I've heard this from some people in the field. There's like a concern about giving such a powerful device to such a young child, or they're concerned that maybe paper Braille is the best way for a child who's learning Braille. Maybe that perhaps is better than going digital. But what are you seeing as a parent? She is took to this like a duck to water, as you have told us. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing about her experiences working with the Monarch?
Yes, so I think my first response to that is when you see a sighted child out in a restaurant, they're on their tablets, they're on iPads, every technology accessible to them. And this should be no different to a blind student or a visually impaired student. And, you know, I understand putting it in the hands of a young child is, you know, for some fearful. Oh, gosh, what if they drop it and they break it? But what if they, you know, what if a sighted kid breaks an iPad or they break a computer? You know, you get it fixed or you get another one. You don't stop access to it. And early literacy, it's been proven, it's going to give them the best success later in life for careers, going to college, and just further life skills and becoming a productive citizen and human being. So.
Well said. So, Gina, question for you, because you are... Well, you're probably doing the most with robotics and STEM activities for kids who are blind and low vision, and in conversations around the country, anytime things shift this way, it's Gina's name always gets mentioned. What's happening in Maryland? And if you didn't know that, you should know that. But when you think of a product like the Monarch, what do you think the impact will be as far as students, their learning, career choices? How will this impact the work that you currently are doing with students?
You know, I think the only limit right now is getting access to the Monarchs as fast as possible and as many as possible. A multi-line braille display makes the difference for coding because you can look at multiple lines of code, you can look at spacing, suddenly you can look at all of the syntax, you can see the capitalization. It is total access. And that goes for in my classroom at MSB with computer science. It also goes with reading books. And at NFB Maryland, the STEM2U event on Star Wars Day, Derek Day was hacking the Monarch. he was on YouTube, and it was hard to get the kids away from the Monarchs. We only had two of them, and we had tons of people there, and they kept sneaking back when they were supposed to be doing other activities. It's one of the best problems to have. I'm glad there were no fistfights, but it's come close to it in my classroom. So, I mean, kids are fighting for literacy and for a chance, and you know, we need to do something about that, and we have to think about our blind educators as well. I was with that group yesterday. I'm a person with a degenerative eye disease. I guarantee you my braille speed is better because DOORS, which is Voc Rehab in Maryland, won't recognize the need for braille literacy for adults either. Mm. If you're employed, they don't really want to support you. They want to wait for you to be in dire need and unemployed before they'll really help you. So you're really doing me a favor because you've helped me, you've helped my colleagues, you've helped my students. Derek Day is in the audience with Nadia Graham and some of my robotics kids who will always be my kids and my students, and they also want Monarchs, and I'm sure we'll be coming back to help volunteer if I get a cluster of Monarchs.
Very good. So, and this is both for you and Katie and Gina, and you've both have touched on this a little bit already, and we've heard this both from, well, I've heard this from everywhere, is concern over the cost of this product. What's your thoughts on that?
I think Gina, you actually said this, but blind students are expensive, and, yeah. And they are. and they're expensive because they need the access to technology. But I don't think finances should be a limit. And I think that's something that should never stop literacy and the continuation and the accessibility to technology.
Let's calculate the cost of unemployment and illiteracy and develop some sort of formula to show how the Monarch can change this. We already have those hurdles. But I believe that this is a true game changer for so many people, and you wouldn't ask that question of a sighted person.
So, in your opinion, what do we need to do in order for the Monarch to reach its full potential?
From a parent's perspective, you know, a big part of it is getting educators on board. You know, Casey before us talked on how important it is for educators and teachers of the blind and visually impaired to be properly trained, making sure that they're trained on this technology so that our kids can access it and access it to their full potential and not have a fear because the adult doesn't know how to access the technology, therefore limit the access for the student. So making sure that everybody's educated, from teachers to parents, so that there's a continuum between home and school.
Yeah.
I think our challenge is going to be step one, obtaining them, because I don't anticipate a day in the near future where I have too many monarchs. But I'm up to that challenge if somebody wants to present it. The other challenge we have is implementation, and you know, we're touching on that. We need the TBIs, we need the parents, we need the teachers, the paraeducators. Everybody needs to be on board, and we need to support each other. To be completely transparent and honest, we still have those challenges with people who don't know how to use a screen reader, who don't know how to use a braille display, and will tell a student, you know, turn that thing off so I can fix it, which is really a diss to the student. And it's not fair. It's not equality. So we have to come up with an implementation plan, and part of how we do that is getting those monarchs out, really uniting in a collaborative effort, so everybody up here is besties now, and we're going to get Kennedy into computer science and robotics. It sounds like I need to talk with Casey and see if her Teacher of the Blind program is interested in computer science literacy. But once we do that, we need to celebrate it and show that it can be done, because there's so many doubters out there that are just trying to stop us. But we are not going to be stopped.
Yeah. All right, final question, and this is for you, Kennedy. You ready?
Yes.
Have you shared the monarch with your friends?
Cousin.
Yeah.
Family members. Your braille tutors.
My braille tutors.
But what has everybody said about it? That plays with it and investigates it. What do they say about it? They what?
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank Katie, Kennedy, and Gina for their sharing some of their stories with us. And I know those stories are not lost on you. This is truly a time and a moment to celebrate. But the launch of this amazing product is by no means the finish line, because we've got to continue. As they said, there's a lot of work still to be done. Everything from access to covering the cost of these things, and we are going to need your help more than ever. Last year, Paul Schrader, who is our VP of Government Impact and Outreach, yeah, a lot of Paul fans out there, talked to you about the need to speak with Congress about annual funding for the monarch. So we have, because we believe, what Katie said, blind kids are expensive. I don't apologize for that. That's not a negotiated item. But we realize that every blind child in school deserves to have one of these devices. For their textbooks, for their schoolwork, for STEM. And, you know, we give every sighted child access to technology. So this is a matter of equity. This is a matter of fairness. It's a matter of creating an inclusive society. And it's going to be a big challenge. We get that. We have been on a 2-year campaign asking the federal government for a budget of $10 million a year just to handle Monarch. And while we have received a lot of, when we show the device and have demonstrated it to committees, they are both in awe and in support, and they have given us, which is great, that's the first step, and they have given us the verbiage to say, yes, you can spend federal dollars to make that dream happen. Second part, though, is we need that money to follow that permission. And the way it always works in Congress is you have to get permission first, and then the money will follow. So we are hoping through our efforts that we will be able to come back a year from now and say we were successful. We have received some limited funding, and as a result of that, we are going to be identifying up to 400 students this year nationwide. And those 400 students will be receiving Monarchs during this upcoming school year. So if you know a student that would benefit from a Monarch as part, as a tool for their education, I'm going to ask you, we have a on our website, and also if you look at APH social media, you'll find a link to apply to be one of those students. And this has been running for about 2 weeks, and we have already received hundreds of applications. So we're going to make a lot of people happy, but we're going to make some people probably a little sad because we won't be able to meet those needs. But we're going to keep that process open for a few more weeks. So make sure that, or I should say it's one more week looking at the calendar. One more week that'll be open. So if you know of a student, please nominate that student, fill out that form. We'll get that. And we're excited for that. But we also know we need a solution for adults. The Monarch is a tremendous education device, but what we are also finding that it is a tremendous work device. And we want to make sure that these devices are available to adults that help with employment and daily living opportunities, and whether that be education in college or at the next level. But this access technology needs to be there for adults to be successful. So we need you to begin talking to local voc rehab programs. I know that system is broke. And we know that. That system is wonky as heck. It's like, in order to receive support and help, you got to leave the job you currently have to become a new candidate. And I know there's some nuance there, but we won't spend any more time on that. But talk with Voc Rehab. Gosh, I didn't know. Yeah, they had to stepped on the foot pedal there. Okay, we got that fixed. My feet get antsy up here. I get excited about this. I apologize. But talk to your employers, talk to your local community organizations and funders about your needs. I always tell people don't know what you need until you ask. So you may, the one time you make that ask, you may have someone who is a willing party to help out with that. This next year is going to be really critical for this Braille revolution, and we've seen what is possible, and we're excited about that. And we're excited about the spirit of partnership and the partnership it's going to take to pull this off. So we're just now getting a sense of what we're calling the butterfly effect of the Monarch and the Braille Flyway. And I look forward to sharing this adventure with all of you in the year to come. Thank you.
All right.